This is Bedard on Discipleship with Stephen Bedard.
One of the observations I've made looking at my YouTube channel is that some of the most consistently watched videos are those on theological education. So people seem to be interested in that. And that made me think about a question that some people out there might have, and that is, should you attend seminary? Is there a reason for you to apply to a theological seminary or divinity college? Well, that's a good question, and I can't really answer directly for you, but I can talk a little bit about it and maybe pass on some of my own experience and my own thoughts that would help you in your own decision-making process. So, first of all, what is a seminary? Often called a divinity college when it's connected with a university. Well, traditionally, they are for training ministers or pastors for the church. That traditionally has been their role. So you might be thinking, I'm not sure that I want to be a pastor. So do I really want to go and put in that time and money into getting a seminary education? For example, if I was just kind of interested in medicine, I probably wouldn't go to medical school and get a doctor of medicine degree just out of interest. You'd have to be pretty convinced that you wanted to become a medical doctor if you were going to do something like that. Is it the same when it comes to seminary? Well, not necessarily. A lot of people use seminary as a part of their discernment process as they're trying to figure out if they are indeed called to ministry. And so there are plenty of people who attend seminary who don't end up becoming full-time pastors in churches. It doesn't have to lead in that direction. And the truth is, the role of seminaries has widened over the years. And so, yes, the degree, the Master Divinity degree, is used to train people to be pastors. And that's what the focus is. And there will be parts of that in which you're doing some kind of field education and you are doing some practical training to become a pastor. But to be honest, there are plenty of people who will go through that and will take that degree, which is usually about 3 years, and they will get to the end of it and realize that no, they are not called to be a pastor, that that's not necessarily the role for them. But that doesn't mean that that time is wasted. Really, what you learn both in the classroom and the practical side in a Master Divinity degree would be beneficial for anyone in the church. We need people in our congregations who are theologically literate and ministerially gifted. Those things are important. And so I'm sure that there are many pastors who would just love to have some people in their congregation who might have jobs doing something else, but have some training in ministry, who could step in and take a service if they had to, or to preach a sermon when the pastor is away, or to lead a Bible study, or to do visitation and to help train other people in the congregation. All of those things would be just wonderful. So there would be benefits to that. But Master Divinity degrees are not the only degrees that seminaries offer. Every school is different, but they usually have other degrees that are available, which are not necessarily leading directly into pastoral ministry, at least not intentionally. Sometimes they'll have a Master of Theological Studies, or they might have a Master of Arts, or some other degree that people can take. And again, part of that is to help people to figure out what their calling is. And for some people, that is simply to learn more about the Bible, to learn more about theology, to develop their own gifts. and they might do that and continue on in whatever career they have. I know someone who is an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces. He's not a chaplain, he's an infantry officer, but he went to seminary and got a Master of Theological Studies because he wanted to learn in that way. He is a sincere Christian and wanted to learn about that, and it was important for him to take that degree, and that helps him as a Christian in the occupation that he has. And so people can do that in any area. So it is definitely a good thing. Of course, seminaries too have are training people beyond pastoral ministry into more academic careers, such as teaching, scholarship, those kind of things, becoming a theologian or a New Testament scholar or a historian, those kinds of occupations. And so those are some of the careers you can aim for as well. But the exciting thing about seminary is you don't necessarily know what it is that you're going to be when you start it. I know I had a very specific picture of what ministry was going to look like, and that included not preaching. I did not want to preach every week. Maybe preach a couple times a year, but I wanted to be an associate pastor at a larger church and not have to write a sermon every week. Not out of laziness, but I just thought, wow, that's going to be really hard to find some kind of biblical truth and that is relevant and applicable to a congregation. I thought that'd be really hard. And yet now that's one of my favorite things to do. I love writing sermons. I love preaching. And I did not know that when I began my seminary time. So should you take a seminary degree or just take a couple of courses, which is something that a lot of schools have, that you can take maybe two or three courses without actually being in a degree program, taking the course and seeing if it is something that you really want, that is something to do. Now, to be aware, seminary degrees are usually graduate degrees, so they expect you to have an undergraduate degree already, but that's not always the case. There are ways to do that. My wife has a Master of Theological Studies, so she does not have a completed bachelor. She was able to do that as a mature student, but she went and she studied first in a different program at that seminary, and then when she proved herself, they moved her over into the Master of Theological Studies. A lot of seminaries have certificate and diploma programs as well. So if you are mid-career, later in life, and you're thinking, wow, seminary might be interesting, but I really don't want to go back and spend 3 or 4 years full-time doing a undergrad, there are options for you to do that, to be able to go directly into seminary. So the best thing to do is to start contacting seminaries and seeing what options that they have. A lot of schools will have intensive summer courses where you can take a week-long course. That might be a great way to dive in and see if seminary is for you. I'm a believer in seminary. I have 4 seminary degrees. I don't say that to brag, because to be honest, nobody needs 4 seminary degrees. But I really enjoy it. I absolutely love seminary. I love studying the Bible and theology and history and all of these other things, developing my ministry skills. And so I am so glad that I took that step many years ago, 25 years ago, and went to seminary, and I haven't looked back since. So pray about it. Consider whether seminary might be for you. Thanks for watching this, and please visit me at my website, stephenjbedard.com.
The Second World War. It was not the war to end all wars, but it was the war that would forever change our world. Take the time to increase your knowledge of this important conflict with the Second World War podcast. All you need to do is search for Second World War with Stephen Bedard on your favorite podcast provider. Or go to the website, stephenjbedard.com/ww2. Make sure to subscribe today.